You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Thursday, July 8th. We're talking Reds baseball today with Mark Sheldon. Mark, thank you for the time as always. And Mark, let's dive right in. A very well-deserved day off for the Reds this past Thursday after taking 2-3 from the Cubs. And, you know, Mark, it's no secret the Reds were pretty much a punching bag for the Cubs, you know, all season long. But to go into Wrigley Field, take 2-3, that's got to feel good for a team that, you know, has to really search for positives this season with the way they've been struggling.
You're certainly right. It's been a rough year. The Cubs and Chris Bryant in particular has just abused them for the better part of, I think, 12 or 13 games. And this isn't a season where silver linings are really appropriate probably, but what they did find was that they were able to stand up to a team that gave them a lot. Like in one of the games, they were Brandon Finnegan, kind of as Brian Price said, he did bend, but he did not break. He was able to keep them ahead. And then they were able to hold off the Cubs and get a kind of a gritty win. And then on the last game there, Anthony DeSclafani pitched a gem, and the bullpen, which has been much better in the last week or so, helped it hold up. So it's been a good week for them, and they're going to try to finish it off here with three games in Miami and see if they can go into the All-Star break with something to be pleased about.
Yeah, no question there. It always feels good to, you know, kind of punch the bully in the mouth as the Reds did this past weekend in the bully's backyard, no less. And Mark, you brought up the pitching, which has been improved. You brought up the good start by DeSclafani, the good work in the bullpen by Michael Lorenzen and Tony Cingrani and company. That brings us to the shakeup with the coaching staff this past week. Mark Riggins dismissed from his position as pitching coach. That now goes to Mac Jenkins and Ted Power. And first of all, what a great name that is. He's the new bullpen guy after spending many years as a AAA pitching coach, I believe. So obviously you're happy for Jenkins and for Ted Power, but you got to feel a little bad for Mark Riggins simply for the fact that it was an uphill battle for him all year, not to make excuses, but so many injuries to this staff, so much attrition, young guys getting called up perhaps before they were quite ready. And so, you know, he's a great guy. He's got a good track record. You got to feel a little bit bad for him, don't you?
Oh, certainly. One thing, of course, fans don't get to see this kind of stuff as much is that Mark Riggins was a tremendously good person. And, even good people, of course, can lose their jobs, but he was always willing to work with anybody. He was easy to communicate with, but at the same time, there weren't results, and that's how the club felt, is that they had a lot of young pitchers, and they just felt they weren't going in the right direction. They were getting hammered with home runs and walks. They're on pace, on a record pace right now, to smash the all-time single-season home run record of home runs allowed. So they really are going to try to get back to basics and get these pitchers to establish throwing their fastballs for strikes and then working from that into their other stuff, whether it be a slider or a changeup or anything like that. But they just really need to start getting a hold of the strike zone again and figuring that out and getting some deeper starts. It's been a rough road for some of these guys, as you know, like Brandon Finnegan, the last couple of starts has been giving up a lot of home runs. John Lamb has struggled his last couple of starts. But on the other side, you have Anthony DeSclafani, like you mentioned, kind of showing some guys the way that you can, be efficient. You can throw strikes and navigate your way through a game. And they need more DeSclafani starts and less like the last couple from Finnegan.
Yeah, no question there. And as we've discussed in recent weeks, we have seen some signs of improvement from not just the rotation, but the bullpen as well. So hopefully a sign of things to come in half number two for this Cincinnati Reds pitching staff. And Mark, getting to a All-Star discussion that, of course, is right around the corner. And what kind of odds would you have put on Adam Duvall, All-Star, back in spring training? I mean, what a great story this is for him.
It really is. I would have given the odds as being about zero, because he was going to be a platoon player with Scott Schebler, who is now in AAA, and Duvall emerged as the guy, the left fielder. And he pretty much established himself right away in April. He was hitting home runs. He actually played a surprisingly quality defense in left field, a position he wasn't that familiar with. He didn't play it a whole lot in his minor league time. He was more of a corner infielder. So it's been a nice run for him. He's going to be, he still hits a lot of home runs, and he's got a great slugging percentage, and he's got the extra base hits. He's not walking a lot. He's kind of an anomaly. He's slugging nearly 600, but he's got an on-base percentage of below 300. So it's he's not exactly a sabermetrics person, you know, favorite kind of guy on the offensive side. But as a person who's kind of kept his head down, he's quiet. He doesn't make a lot of waves. He just does what he can, and he's been a nice boost for the Reds. He's considering that they basically traded Mike Leake as a rental player to the Giants and got Duvall and another great highly touted pitching prospect in return. So that's proving to be a really nice trade for the Reds. And not only is Duvall a first-time All-Star, he's also going to represent in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, that's going to be a great showcase for him at Petco Park in San Diego. Coming up this week should be a lot of fun. And, Mark, to begin to wrap things up, on my list of things I thought I would never see in a baseball game, going back to the series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, I would put scoring from second base on a passed ball pretty high. But Billy Hamilton checked that one off for me, and I'm sure for a lot of other people. And, you know, this is a guy that when you watch him on TV, you certainly say, you know, wow, what an athlete. He's got great speed. But is it a totally different dynamic when you actually see this guy in person? I mean, I can only imagine how much fun that has to be.
Yeah, you forget sometimes what Reds fans have when they have him and he's performing. It's kind of gotten lost the last couple of years because he's struggled. Last year he struggled offensively, and a lot of his highlights have been defensive ones. But when he's going well offensively, these are the kind of things he can do. He had that game on Tuesday. He took advantage of John Lackey, who was irritated by a pass ball and had his hands on his head and was mad at himself or mad at David Ross. And Billy alertly just kept running and scored scored from second base on a pass ball, which goes right into the lexicon or the pantheon of crazy plays he's done. He's tagged up and scored on a sacrifice fly to second base a couple years ago in St. Louis. He's pretty much done everything a guy can do with his speed except for steal home on a straight steal in the major league. So that's probably the last thing you need to check off. That and the inside the park home run, excuse me. I haven't seen that yet either. So it's just he does amaze, and people don't often realize just what a special speed talent this guy has. And if he can put it together, man, he could be a very, very exciting player offensively and really go back to giving pitchers fits and, you know, defenses, making them rush plays and doing all the things that he can do when he gets on base. Now the big thing is he has to get on base.
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening to think that as good as he is now, if he makes those improvements you talked about, you know, the heights he could reach could be, you know, heights that we have never seen from any other player in baseball history, really, given his skill set and his speed. Sky is the limit for Billy Hamilton. Mark, we know you have a very tight window today, a lot of things going on. Are you in San Diego or not quite yet?
No, I'm in Miami with the Reds. I am not going to San Diego, so I will take the 4 days off and then come back for the second half.
Awesome. A well-deserved 4 days off. And, Mark, we will catch up in a week or two as we kick off the second half of the season. That is Reds reporter Mark Sheldon joining us here today. In the meantime, Matt Waymire signing off for MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.